Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Can you make yourself into a morning person, or perhaps you prefer to be a little bit of a night owl? Well, sleep expert Tom Coleman is with us on the line today because, Tom, you have some tips on how we can, well, make those early mornings a little brighter.
Indeed. I mean, look, we kind of come out a certain way in terms of our chronotype. So some people are those jolly, happy, sprightly people in the morning and others are not. They're night owls. But this doesn't really dictate that you're always going to be that way. So you can actually make some changes and adaptations, and your body and brain will learn to wake up early and to start to operate earlier.
How do we do that?
One of the keys to that is light. So light is a key trigger when it comes to aligning our circadian rhythm and telling us that we should be active. Essentially, we're diurnal creatures, meaning that we are active when it's bright. So if we can get some bright light early in the day, that will alert all of the systems and get things moving.
So it's just as simple as maybe a short walk early in the morning just to soak up the sunlight.
A short walk. Now, it's dark in the mornings now, so I would maybe suggest something called a light box. They may be known as fad lamps as well. And it's just a very bright light, and that will activate receptors in the eyes, and it will speak to your brain and tell you, get moving. Our society is really weighted towards the early risers rather than the night owls, and that's just the way it is.
What else, Tom, can we do?
Movement, exercise, get out there, get moving. That helps something called the cortisol awakening response in the morning. So we need the cortisol to push through the stress. So exercise is a key way to do that. Light exercise. I mean, like you said, a 10 or 15 minute walk, a few squats in the kitchen, anything like that will really help. Avoid the first coffee, I would say, as well, for at least an hour after rising, because many of us feel tired and groggy and we reach for coffee. Now, the caffeine will block the tiredness molecule in the brain, but then we crash in the afternoon. So avoiding the first coffee will help. Sticking to a good routine, and that means going to bed at the right time. So I would say set an alarm to remind yourself to switch off, to wind down and to go to bed.
You always hear, Tom, people talking about the hours, you know, sleep that you get before midnight, before 12. Does that actually count?
In terms of research, they've looked at that, and it's pretty similar to, it doesn't really make a difference if you go to bed at 8, 9, 10 or 11. The idea was the darkness, that the environment was right, that there was no sound and it was completely dark. And if those environmental conditions are adhered to, it doesn't really make a difference before midnight. It's a bit of a myth.
So the steps are try and get some light, soak up the sun to some extent, try and get a bit of exercise, try to get to bed roughly at the same time, whatever time that is. And that can help you become a morning person.
Yes, indeed. So much of it is around going to bed and switching off correctly, going to bed at the right time. If we get sufficient sleep, we're much better. If we're sleep deprived, we're going to wake up groggy, we're going to feel tired throughout the day, we're going to have daytime sleepiness. So it's kind of adhering to that. And zoom out when it comes to sleep. Don't worry about last night and then tonight and get worked up. Stick to a rhythm, stick to a routine for a few weeks and the sleep will come right, the body and brain will adapt, and all of a sudden you'll be a morning person.
But I think there are some people though that just thoroughly enjoy getting up early, trying to get, you know, a little bit of work done, whether that be their workout or jobs or in the house before they actually start their day, you know, their actual job. So it's not down to people being genuine morning people. That's something that you can just train yourself to do.
Well, I mean, there are those chronotypes. I mean, within any sort of social group or tribal group, you know, having individuals who wake up at different times, who are alert at different times, is advantageous. So that's humans, right? So some of us are really alert and awake very early, and others, they're awake and alert maybe much later. So that, you know, as from an evolutionary perspective, that's been advantageous. But when people say, well, I'm not a morning person, it doesn't mean that they kind of change their... We entrain our circadian rhythm. We entrain the clocks and the timers and the functions of the body ourselves through our habits as well. So although it is internal, external factors can heavily influence that.
Yeah, so you might not want to beat, but you can train yourself to beat. Tom Coleman, sleep expert. Tom, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Thanks a million, Andrea. Take care.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.